Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Amy and Indy with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a $200 million funding package announced by the Queensland government will provide greater financial assistance for victims of violent crime. Under pressure to improve their response to youth crime, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk and her government have allocated approximately $185 million towards increasing the amount of money certain victims can receive. The maximum financial assistance will be increased from $7,500 and up to $120,000. $18 million will also go towards establishing the recent announced Victims Commissioner Office and $6 million to non-government victim support organizations. The change comes after hundreds of people marched on Parliament last month.
24-year-old Brisbane man Tom Robinson hopes to become the youngest person to row across the Pacific Ocean. Beginning in Luganville, Vanuatu, Robinson will row for approximately 2 months before he arrives back in Cairns by December. Tom hit the seas in a 24-foot, self-built rowing boat from Peru more than a year ago. He was at sea for 160 days on the first leg of his journey before making landfall in the Cook Islands. A decade-long dream he started chasing as a teenager, Tom leaves Vanuatu on Friday and hopes to be back in Australia before the start of cyclone season.
In national news, the 11-kilometre tunnel between Blackheath and Mount Victoria was announced by the former coalition state government in 2019. Farmers warned the decision could lead to higher food prices. New South Wales Farmers Business Economics and Trade Committee Chair John Louis said the project was posted in last week's state budget, but quoted, "A tunnel would have speed up efficiency between producers in western New South Wales and Sydney, and would have had significant fuel savings and wear and tear on trucks." New South Wales Minister for Regional Transport and Roads, Jenny Itchison, said the tunnel was not a priority and should get back on top of the road maintenance.
A parliamentary committee investigating the government's rejection of extra Qatar Airways flights demands to hear from Transport Minister Catherine King. Qatar Airways told the Senate it was never told why its request to introduce an additional 28 weekly flights into Brisbane, Melbourne and Sydney was denied. The bid was rejected on the same day King signed a letter to five Australian women who were strip-searched at a Qatari airport. A spokesperson from King's office says she hasn't received a summons from the committee. With the absence of former Qantas boss Alan Joy, the committee chair Bridget McKenzie refuses to rule out the prospect of jail time for those who won't appear.
In international news, a Vietnamese court sentenced an environmental activist to 3 years in prison on charges of tax fraud, raising concern of human rights. Hong Thi Minh Hong, the director of the environmental advocacy group accused of dodging tax payment worth $437,745 during 2012 to 2022, and had to pay a cash fine of 100 million dong, adding that she had 15 days to decide whether to appeal against the verdict. Co-director of the 88 project charity, Ben Swerton, said, quoted, "This is yet another example of the law being weaponized to persecute climate activists who are fighting to save the planet." Human Rights Watch called on the Vietnam government to drop all charges against Hong and release her unconditionally.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.